¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. What's going on?
Another day closer to... Well, you know, sports has begun. I shouldn't say sports hasn't. We've had several golf tournaments. We've
Tiger had race, played yesterday.
And we have race. He had a great round. He shot 7 under?
No, 1. Yeah.
And we have racing is going on.
Well, yeah, 20,000 people were there this
year. Yeah,
week.
So we have...
How about that? They just said, F it. We're going to just... Hey... 20,000 people.
But pro team sports is where we inch closer each day.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have baseball. Actually, we're breaking down the rotation. It looks like Greinke will be the fourth or fifth starter because of how he had to wait for a test or whatever. So McCullers gets game 2. It looks like Josh James is going to be – he will start in Kansas City, so he'll probably get game 3. And then, you know what? If it would be smart if Greinke gets game 5 because that's against the Dodgers. So you go Greinke and then Verlander in games 5 and 6 against the Dodgers. So that might not be a bad way to go.
Yeah, that will probably be beneficial for that particular matchup. Yeah, for sure. And then you have...
Although it's obvious, it's more important to beat your division opponents, but...
No, it is, but... Yeah, no, that's true. But also, can you how much can you manipulate when you only have 60 games? How much can you manipulate your rotation?
Well, there are days off. Are days off, so you will be able to.
Well, yeah, that's why. I mean, it's like a normal 60 days.
Unless it hits on Verlander or Greinke, then you're like, well, maybe we can skip this, or you don't want to skip McCullers probably, or it depends. It depends on how McCullers is feeling, how you know if he's fatigued, if his elbow's okay, all that stuff. If Josh James is pitching well, you might not want to skip him. You probably skip Fromber every time you can, because you know he had a 5-6-8 last year.
Your concern is, as we talked about, you got to make sure that your bullpen, you know, you're going to have some guys step up maybe that didn't. Like Brian Abreu is going to be a big one. He's got to really step up this year because he's going to take on a much more highly emphasized role with Will Harris being gone, a guy who had been there in the middle of your bullpen for several years and who's held pretty much every job imaginable in the bullpen other than middle reliever. I mean, Will's been a closer briefly. That didn't work great, but he was a good setup man at times. He's been a setup to the setup. He's been one of the guys that you typically relied on over the last 3 and always 4 innings. That's where you could find him. Brian Abreu may have to step into that role. Now, it may be more of a middle innings type of thing, but you're going to have guys who are arms that you can trust, who are going to kind of new Astros, really, who are going to have to step in and get some things done this year, unless Devo, you know, gets back into form. We'll see. He's still on the roster. Because you just never know how long guys can go right now. They're in a different rhythm completely. They've had, you know, they're having 2 spring trainings, basically, and so... We'll see how it goes. We'll see how arms hold up. You already have some players on the team and around the league who have some arm problems, some elbow, some shoulder, that type of stuff. So we'll see if your starters can, you know, you need them to go. I mean, you need Verlander to go 7 innings. That's what he usually is, a 7-inning guy for the most part. You need Lance McCullers to, it's the same thing. You want him to throw with better location with his fastball, and you want him to, you assume he's going to be on a pitch count. Well, he's always on a pitch count, but you wonder if the pitch count's 100 or more like 90 early in the season. Wouldn't shock me if it's fewer pitches early in the season. That could end up being four innings of work for Lance McCullers. He may not be able to get 5 full. in there, depending on, you know, how he's locating. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But the bullpen is going to be a major factor for the Astros, and not just Osuna and Presley, but I'm talking about potentially, especially with Josh James pitching, who I don't expect to go long innings. You know, the fifth and sixth are going to be big innings for the Astros, and probably for most teams.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to depend on Devo. Austin Pruitt is going to be somebody. Brian Abreu, like you said. Ryan Presley, hopefully.
What's in Austin Pruitt?
Austin Pruitt is a good pitcher that has arm problems right now, so that's a problem. And, you know, obviously Osuna at the back end, which in his simulated season, he's not doing all that tutti-frutti. So I'm a little bit worried. That's right. I'm not worried at all. Because that's stupid. Simulated season.
Well, the
is stupid.
Pitchers are doing terrible in the simulated season.
Right, right. Do you think that Verlander's going to have a 4-8 like you think he is?
I don't think he is, but the computers think he is.
Well, the computers are stupid, are just stupid. There are some stories here that happened yesterday. I'm looking through, you know, we peruse all the stories from yesterday and everything else. How about this one? This is a major story. Experts have recommended alcohol limit for men to one drink per day.
Yep, what'd you think of that?
F out of here.
They went from two.
Yeah.
They're not recommending you have that. They're recommending that's the amount.
Limit.
Yeah, the limit. They're not saying, hey, we recommend you have two drinks.
Del, how about this? I take, since you're not going to have any, I take yours every day.
That's not really how it works.
That is kind of. And I'll take Raheel's.
That's not how
and then now I'm going to need about 12 more people.
These drinks
that
are
don't drink. Give us a call and let me have yours. 713-780-3776. Donate your drink per day to me if you don't drink at all. Of course, if you listen to the show, you probably drink, I would imagine.
Well, to get through you two, you'd have to.
Well, I mean,
but what I do, I'm a hero for not drinking and listening to you two.
These drinks are non-transferable.
That's not how it works. It's not like we're in a shortage and rationing means if this guy doesn't drink, I can drink his. It's about the health of yourself.
No, I think it's stupid. Okay, what about the guy that drank Coors Light every day and he is 180 or whatever?
You notice how there's like one or two of those guys
thank you.
every couple years, because not everyone who does that lasts that long.
It's like when everyone, what about Nolan Ryan? People try to use, he could be the next Nolan Ryan. There's one guy gunning no hitters at 47. Like one
guy.
Oh,
really?
Ever.
How many times have we heard? Oh, look at Drew Brees. He's only 6 feet. Now there's like 20 quarterbacks that are 6 feet tall.
And they're, how good are they?
No, oh, Kyler Murray's no good. Okay.
We'll find
Baker
out.
Mayfield's no good. Okay.
Well, Baker ain't any good right now.
Okay. All right. He's not a Hall of Famer? Okay.
No, he's not.
Now, he's kind of a Hall of Fame of Instagram guys. Like, he's got kind of a Hall of Fame. He's on track to make it into Instagram.
He's Hall of Fame of doing stuff with random fans.
What about when he watched
in like parking lots? Didn't we hear that story,
Dell? What about when he looked into the ocean like this?
Yeah,
and they got a picture when he was on his.
That's
journey
not my favorite non-football moment of his. My favorite non-football moment is when that fan said she hooked up with him in like a parking lot or something, and he then he ignored her afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite Baker non-football moment.
That was a good story.
But that sounds literally like your favorite, though.
Yeah, it is. I'm not lying. That's my favorite That's my favorite non-football Baker Mayfield moment. When that fam was like, "Yeah, I hooked up with Baker," and then he pretended he didn't know me on Instagram because he had like a significant other. My favorite story about Baker Mayfield, actually,
more than the cop story.
He got caught by a fat Fayetteville cop. That's number two.
Okay, I was gonna say. Mine is when he stared.
That was
into,
in Arkansas?
I think it was a Fayetteville. Is there more than one Fayetteville?
No, it's Fayetteville, Arkansas.
I think he got caught by Fayetteville
Why
police
officer.
Why
in the
officer.
World would he be in Fayetteville?
Why? No
but one. I bet you
Actually,
you're right,
have
though.
You ever gone to Fayetteville? It's
Actually,
beautiful.
My wife said there's some a lot of like they
It's hilly. It's
she told
unbelievable.
Me there was something that she really really wanted to see.
Oh, the biggest ball of yarn.
No, it wasn't that. It was, where's Sam Walton's? Where's their headquarters
in Arkansas? Makes sense. Fayetteville's beautiful, though. You drive through there. I drove through there to Missouri one time, and I was like, this is Fayetteville? I thought it was going to be like Starkville. It was nothing like, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Where it's would you hilly and it's
Where would you rather be, Starkville or Oxford? They say Oxford is supposed to be really nice. I've heard a lot of great things about
I'm afraid in Oxford.
No, you don't have to be afraid anymore. You're fine.
No.
You're not. I don't think anyone's looking to. I don't think anyone's
Confederate flags.
I don't think that's going to be a problem for you.
Oh, really?
You know what sucked is I wanted to make a trip to when I first started NFL Network. God, it was great. I didn't make much money, but the perks were fantastic. Like I could go on scouting trips to go see games. I could pick a game to go see. So I went to Auburn LSU, the game where I think that was my second year, where they tried to tackle, like guys were trying to jump on the back of Leonard Fournette and they were bouncing off.
About to.
Like Leonard, it was one of the most pathetic efforts I've ever seen, Auburn. And Fournette just sliced them up for 200 some that. Odd yards. But I was able, they would pay for me to go to that. I went to see Deshaun Watson versus Jameis? No, it couldn't have been Jameis. It had to be the second year. I think it was Deshaun the second year against Florida State. I went to Florida State, and I went and watched that matchup. Deshaun had a couple of interceptions that were not awesome, but they ended up Florida State.
Oh, nice. No wonder he hates you.
I think Deshaun ended up winning.
No wonder Bill O'Brien's so pissed at you.
Clemson ended up winning.
Not in 2014, they didn't. Florida State didn't lose, so they got
No, this would have been – no, so it would have been in fall of either 15 or 16. I think it was fall of 16 is when I saw it because Deshaun would have been a junior. No, he came out his junior year.
If it was – if he threw two picks
At Florida State.
It was 2016.
Okay, that was the game where he threw the two picks. They were bad picks, too. He got baited into it by McFadden. And then I got to go to, like – well, I went to the Ole Miss. I went to the Sugar Bowl. Well, they sent me to the – well, actually, they sent me. They said, okay, you're going to cover the Orange Bowl. So I went Oklahoma versus – who did Oklahoma play in that Orange Bowl, Dell? Oklahoma played – Sterling Shepard didn't like it. They played Clemson, actually.
Yeah.
It was Oklahoma-Clemson. I got out of there and flew that night to – that was an afternoon, late, early evening game.
Did you bring
flew
your kids with you?
It was awesome. I flew to the Sugar Bowl. They put me up in the French Quarter, and I went and watched Ole Miss, Laramie Tunsil versus Oklahoma State, overrated Oklahoma State team. And Ole Miss got there with that one. And I was like, God, this is awesome. And so I could go to these trips. So then by my third year, I was like, I'm going to start figuring out some trips I want to take. This is going to be great. Ooh, Oxford, Mississippi. I need to go see some people at Ole Miss. And I get a, you know, that's supposed to have a great food area. Mm-hmm. Scene and all this stuff, and I was making all these. I'm looking through the whole schedule, like, you know, I do things like I drive to College Station, go watch Alabama, A&M, things like that. But and I went to LSU, Alabama, which was cool. At LSU, I got to stay in New Orleans, and then all of a sudden, money just dries up. Oh, we're cutting all the. I said, hey, here's my schedule for the trips I'd like to take this year to go scout. These are the important trips. These are important players that I need to scout. And it's pretty essential to my job. Here you go. I'm like, yeah, I don't think we're doing this year. There's been some cuts.
Oh,
man, what am I doing this job for?
Now pay me. 712 ES. So they started paying you then, right?
Well, I never made it to Oxford.
Oh, right. 712 ESPN 97.5 737 803776. A lot of stuff to talk about here. A bad, bad culture. The horrible culture is what we're going to talk about.
We're not even talking about the one here.
Oh,
well, no, I was talking about the one.
Okay. You didn't mean
I wanted to do this one.
Oh, okay. You want to do us first?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He didn't say anything else. He just said a bad, bad culture is what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to push the one here later in the show.
Under AJ.
A horrible culture under AJ.
Time to talk right now, though, about Chastain Ford. If you're looking for a great, great way, and my peeps, Patrick and Joe are just the best, and they have got unbelievable deals right now, 72 months, 84 months. It is ridiculous how low they're going on these 0% financing. But you know what? The COVID-19, it's real, and it's, you know, they're talking about the city shutting down, and, well, how am I going to buy a car? Well, how about doing it virtually? You can go online at ChastainFord.com, ChastainFord.com. They're still doing Chastain at home. Customize your own payments, value your trade, get pre-approved, schedule a test drive at home, work, or come into the dealership, or They'll deliver the car to you so you can test drive it. Video walk-arounds are available. A salesperson will take you around to all the cars, and you can look and you can see. And they're not going to upsell you. They're not going to try to gouge you. All they're going to do is let's get you the most comfortable you can possibly be in your payments and with this 0% financing. It's unbelievable. Plus, nothing down. You got this possibility, and you got no payments for 6 months possibility as well. All you got to do is go to ChastainFord.com, or if you want to go into the dealership, that's easy. It's on 610, just 5 minutes from downtown on Homestead, not Hempstead. It's Chastain Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Do you hear this alarm? John set an alarm for when Tiger Woods was going to tee off, Dell. Literally, this alarm started going off. I'm like, what is that? Oh, it's Tiger. Tiger's teeing off now.
Are we going to turn it on?
No.
He set an alarm.
You can watch it on your laptop, right?
Turn this crap off. Turn Tiger on.
I'm good. Lance.
That's the worst person.
Are you going to be able to make it through the show, considering how much coffee you spilled?
When can Dell get fired again?
It wasn't that bad.
We had a very eventful break.
Yes, it was.
We had a very eventful break.
He spilled so much coffee.
It wasn't that much coffee. It looks more than it was.
Yesterday, he knocked his... Now, he brought in his own... He's got a new refrigerator in his office.
Yeah.
So, yesterday, he came back with all kinds of bags from HEB, where he also got his mirror knocked off. And he was bringing all kinds of packs. What's up? Oh, I got my new fridge, filling up my new fridge.
Yep.
So now he doesn't have to go to stop at Starbucks.
I bought like a Starbucks coffee thing. Because it's cheaper.
I like those. Those are good too.
Yeah, they're good.
The bottles?
A lot cheaper. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the great big ones that you can pour your own. Yeah.
So he fills up his, it's a kind of a fake Arctic.
It's a Phoenix. It's a Yeti.
It's a Yeti. Oh, Phoenix, you got a Yeti. Phoenix, oh, it's real. They come with lids.
I know. I don't know where that is. I mean, who wants
that's what keeps it cold is when you cover it.
And you cover it, and it's a lid.
When you knock it over, nothing spills, too. I don't know if you know that. You know that, right? See, now you got a ring here that Joel is going to talk about because you've left coffee ring up here. This is coffee ring.
We're
going
to have people talking about it. There we go.
Yeah. No.
We have people talking about
everything.
There's a
giant rainbow on here, dude.
I'm going to have to get hazmat suits in here for everyone.
So he knocked over his coffee yesterday, but it had the lid on it. And he goes, how about this lid? This is a great lid. Today, boom, knocked it off and no lid.
While that's great and all, you're yelling at me about the Golf Channel. They're not showing anything until 2:30.
No, yes, they are. They started yesterday at 9:30. They actually started coverage at about 9:30. But they're going to show Tiger teeing off. Of course they're going to show Tiger teeing off.
Apparently whatever they put out there.
You're not looking at the channel.
I did look at the channel. It didn't say the memorial.
I know it doesn't say the memorial, but they put it on.
What?
You don't know anything about golf.
You're right. Thank God.
Okay? You don't know a thing about golf.
Thank my holy father that I don't.
Yesterday, watched every shot.
Because you're a nerd.
Twice, actually, because I watched the replay, too.
God, you're a nerd.
It was the best. The best thing ever. Oh, really? What did you watch?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Actually, I watched some Premier League soccer, multiple games, and then took a nap.
What is the Thin Blue Line? Isn't that a cop show?
No.
What is the Thin Blue Line?
That's what the police officers, I believe, used to say. We're the line between you and chaos, the Thin Blue Line.
Yeah, but there was a show. There was a movie, Thin Blue Line.
Yeah. Was that police or was that?
Yeah.
Was it about war?
It was Thin Red Line, and that was a war movie.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
There's NYPD Blue, there's Thin Red Line, but Thin Red Line's a war movie.
Thin Blue Line, official store, Flint Thin. What is Thin Blue Line? But James was wearing a Thin Blue Line mask, right?
Oh, no, it's the police. Yeah. Thin Blue Line is like the police mask you'll see.
I'm telling you.
Law enforcement has flown to show support for men and women of the...
People call it like All Lives Matter mask. It's just, it's a It's the you've seen this before.
Yeah.
Yeah, the like the flag used to.
Was James really wearing one, or did they did they superimpose it?
Yeah, no, there's a picture.
So he's supporting the cops.
Oh, look. Yeah, look at the TV, by the way.
Yeah.
That ain't Tiger. Oh,
look, there's.
I told you they're not showing it.
They're going to show it. They're going to show shots of Tiger throughout.
We got to look at old golf to see some random
Davis
shots of Tiger.
Davis Love III is old golf?
Yes, actually.
We don't know anything
it's
about it.
It's not an HD, so it's old golf.
This is a
that's
replay,
that's actually
isn't it?
The Open Championship.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And it's Tiger winning against Davis. It's
how
the best.
How old is this replay?
Exactly.
Look at his pants.
Here.
It's like the early. I got it. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
It's from the early 2000s, it looks like. Yes. Yes, you got to watch that.
Golf's greatest rounds. We're not watching this.
Turn it.
The worst. You don't want to see Tiger's round from 2000 at the Open Championship?
You were selling this on Tiger's going to tee off. We get to see live shots. No, we don't. We get to see him with those terrible pants.
You're a terrible person.
Over a decade ago.
Wow.
Oh, by the way, yeah, James is getting roasted on Twitter for wearing that face mask.
Is he?
Yes.
You think he cares?
I don't know. Young Thug said he doesn't have the internet, so he hasn't seen it.
I saw that. James don't have the internet.
James don't have the internet.
Okay, I can't tell. Is this a hoodie or does James have long hair now?
No, he's got like some thing going on. It's not long hair. What's the tweets are interesting. Someone said, it is any surprise that James sides with the cops? He said, I think it was pretty much they both shoot when people have their hands up. Those are the jokes he's getting right
That's
now.
Not,
Those are the jokes he's getting. People are just trying to destroy him on Twitter.
Whatevs. James, you know what? James can have his. Oh my God! But if you don't climb on board, boy,
what's more insulting?
You're going to get canceled.
Well, maybe. What's more insulting that people saying he's
better climb on board with everybody?
People are saying he's too. He doesn't even know. He's not even aware what the mask means. Oh, James wouldn't do that. He doesn't even know what the mask means. That's what people are using as a defense. He doesn't. That's what they think of him. He wouldn't even know what it means.
Yeah,
they
probably.
Think, like, you don't think there's
you
a
know
chance
what? There's
that's
a chance
accurate?
He doesn't.
I would. I guess we've made these assertions that he's sometimes just unaware of things.
James did come back looking like a 1970s Hooper.
I don't think honestly he didn't look that much. He didn't look that thin. To be honest with you, he looks the same to me at least.
But we'll see what happens when he's like in his real uniform. He might look different. He might look different.
Yeah, I mean, I saw shots of him. He doesn't look remarkably thinner.
No, no, no. But that one shot where he looks emaciated on the hill was like, oh, my gosh. And he's got, you know, his mouth is all dry and he's disheveled and he's running. And it looked like, what happened to James? But then what was funny was I saw another shot from that photo shoot or whatever it was where he didn't look as skinny as that one picture, and then I saw him working out a video in Miami, and he didn't. I do believe that he's lost weight. I do believe he's leaned down and gotten in potentially better shape. But, yeah, and when you see him walking in, John, look at this. Watch when you see him walking in. I mean, this looks kind of like the same James, right?
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
more of an ectomorph in terms of his body type.
Wasn't 20 pounds. What is the build? Did somebody say?
No, but he could have. That was in the article. But he could have, you know, he could have leaned down. He also could have gained weight since that time.
Yeah, could have.
He doesn't look like he's out of shape.
No. Oh my goodness. Have you? Stephon Gilmore is in the 99 Club. You know what the 99 Club is?
Yeah. It's the Madden rating.
The Madden rating.
That seems high. Do they just give out 99s?
Well, Aaron Donald, Pat Mahomes,
See,
Stephon
McCaffrey?
Gilmore.
No, McCaffrey's 99 club.
Is
too.
He?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's the best at your job. I think Stephon Gilmore is. I think he's the best in the corner in the league, but that's just me. No, it's not just me. It's actually, I think that Madden
I guess the 99. See, I don't play Madden anymore, so I guess. ESPN's got a whole piece on Madden 99 Club. I think that, I guess it's, see, to me, I would reserve it for players who are future Hall of Famers, that you know that for a fact. But I mean high-level Hall of Famers and guys. And Gilmore might be headed in that direction. Donald, I think, for sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes probably
is. Heading that way.
Christian McCaffrey, maybe. It's early to tell.
Well, but he was...
He's a position where it's easy to get injured and things like that. 99 seems like something I wouldn't give out a whole lot of 99s. 99 is the absolute elite. I would like 97 is still really high. I would think that's how I would do it if I were doing ratings.
Right.
You have to be like you got to be Aaron Donald to catch a 99. You got to be MVP caliber.
Was Christian McCaffrey okay? Who was the next best defensive tackle? Chris Jones.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay, so how close was Derrick Henry as close to Christian McCaffrey as Chris Jones as to Aaron Donald?
For me, Derrick Henry would be like a 92. He also is not a third down threat.
Yeah, right.
So
so Christian McCaffrey does both. He's a 1,000 guy.
That's why I'd have him up there like a 97.
Yeah.
That's kind of, you know, maybe
but what's
a little
bit. I mean, what I'm saying is, what's the difference between him and the second best guy?
Oh, I think it's... Are we calling Derrick Henry the second best guy?
I would imagine he ran for...
Yeah, it's... Boy, look how Alvin... This is the funny thing about Alvin Kamara. The question about Alvin Kamara coming out is, why was he never the guy?
Yeah.
Like, why he never had 15 carries in a single game? He has this amazing tape against Texas A&M. He has splashy moments. He comes right out and is a major factor right off the bat.
But?
With Mark Ingram. Second year with Mark Ingram. The third year with no Mark Ingram, it's just like, oh, he was good. He was solid. But that was not.
Right.
This isn't Alvin Kamara's changing the league type stuff. And that's year three, and we're already into that with Alvin Kamara. Right. You kind of realize maybe this is who Alvin Kamara is. He's a really splashy secondary back or complimentary back.
Right. He's got to have that. He's got to have that number one.
And that's
guy.
Why it looked like he was the dude, much more so than Christian McCaffrey the first year out. But then this is why you let it play out, because now Christian McCaffrey is the complete running back, and Alvin Kamara is a dangerous threat. Who can be a little bit hit or miss depending on how the Saints use him and depending on how, like, he's not a guy that you can rely on to go 19 to 22 carries a game. That's just not who he is.
No.
But it is who McCaffrey is. And it certainly is who Derrick Henry is. But Derrick Henry is not really a third down threat.
So he's Lamar Miller.
Who?
Alvin Kamara.
Well, I mean, Lamar Miller was a primary running back. I mean, he was an early down running back. I think McCaffrey, I mean, I think Alvin Kamara is really, I don't want to say running back by committee. I want to say, yeah, kind of running back by committee, I guess. When I say committee, it's a committee of two, should be. But he was much better when Ingram was carrying some of the heavy lifting. And that's why running backs don't get as much love.
This is telling. James does look thinner here.
Yeah, I thought so, too. In that picture,
yeah.
He's probably, like I said, he's probably an ectomorph where he has... He just wears his weight a little differently,
yeah.
You know, in the front of his body, because he does look more streamlined there.
His face, it looks like his hairline is thin too. So nothing. I mean, no, it's fine. He can go see, could see the Doc Linville if he wants, but that'd be fine. I mean, if he wants to, he can, you know, get hair like Fred's. Then 729 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Is the number if you'd like to get in here. GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. I'm going to be using John Clay Wolf. We're going to sell Frankie's car. She's not going to need it. So we're going to sell it to John Clay Wolf and get top dollar. Here's the deal. If you don't go to GiveMeTheVIN.com when you're selling your car, you don't know what it's worth, because you can go straight to the dealership or go, I don't know, sell it to your buddy or whatever you want. But you will find out exactly what it's worth. Or that's right. Exactly what it's worth, because he will pay more than anybody else. He is paying more than anybody else all the time. And listen, he's told us yesterday, he said, listen, you better sell it now because the market is starting to collapse again. And it went out of control over the last month or so. And now get it while you can. So hurry and sell your car at GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Maybe. All right, back here on ESPN 97.5. Tiger has teed off, people. Yep. What a great day. What a great day. It was a great day of golf yesterday, as a matter of fact. If you had Rory versus Tiger, Rory beat him. Rory shot 2 under, Tiger shot 1 under. So, yeah, and they're teeing off again this morning at 7:17. My boy, Mark Hubbard, 2 under. Thank you, good night, tied for 8th. Well, he's coming back. Ask Haley, we're going to play next week together. He's coming back to town.
Who?
Mark Hubbard is out on the tour. We play up at Wood Forest. He's a pro. He's been playing great. He just has had a hard problem, had a tough time on Sundays, but he's made some money. He's been up on the top of leaderboards. Yeah, he was actually 4 under yesterday, and he finished at 2. So no, he's a great guy, great young man, and he'll be heading back here, and we'll be playing next week. I just got the word yesterday. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, we haven't talked about this Washington football team thing.
Go ahead.
There are 15 women that are talking about a toxic culture at the Washington NFL football team, in the sales and the football team, everything. The writer of the article, did you hear this morning on the way in? No, Lance, you didn't hear her? She was on with Golic and Wingo. And she said she worked there for 8 years, and then she went to the Washington Post. And she started getting word that, and she saw it. But she said it started to get really bad with the foundation that Daniel Snyder set up for the Native Americans, which was just a PR move, she said. And actually, it's already been, other outlets have already reported that there's no money going to them. It's just a facade, actually. Just, oh, we have this foundation. Yeah, but you're not doing anything. Anyway, so apparently there are 15 women who have reported that it's a toxic culture for women, in that they had one, their play-by-play guy, I guess, their announcer.
Yep.
He was pretty...
He's one of them who just suddenly just said, I'm out.
Radio play-by-play man Larry Michael and executives Alex Santos and Richard Mann, They are the most accused of guilty of misconduct. All three recently left the franchise. Apparently, it's, hey, turn around, your butt looks nice tonight. Hey, are those real? The texts to women, are those? We got a bet in the office. Are those real or not? Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like that.
It was all sexual harassment. Now, there was a thought in some circles that we would have sexual assault, which obviously is different. It was a lot of harassment that went on for a long time. This is why, you know, this is where you have to be careful of where you get your information. I'm going to give you an example. I had a guy yesterday send me this. He sent me a tweet from a guy named Harrison Weinhold. And this guy said, hey, and I actually thought about reading what this guy said. He's a listener to the show. I actually thought about reading it on the air, even though I'd say, you know, hey, we don't know if this is true or not. But this guy said, because he goes, hey, I'm hearing rumors of a Washington Redskins story breaking soon. It's going to be wild as bleep. Sex parties, pimping cheerleaders to season ticket holders. Have you heard anything? He asked me that. And I'm like, what? I said, no. I said, I didn't say anything, actually. When I saw that, and then the tweet said this. This will be a story about how the front office for the past 10 years has hidden and protected men in a building against sexual assault and harassment allegations and legal action. Look at recent firings and retirings if you need specific names, but they'll be out soon. And he went on more and more. This guy went on. And I told the guy, I said, what you heard was way, way off. Where did that come from? I read the article, and it wasn't close to as salacious as expected.
The cheerleading thing.
A lot of people thought
that article was written like 5-7 years ago, where cheerleaders were sent for a calendar shoot, and season ticket holders or whatever got to pay the Redskins to hang out with the cheerleaders. Now, I don't know. Sex wasn't something that was said
probably
to happen, but they did do that where, hey, we'll take your passport and no one really, we didn't do anything. No one really reacted too strongly about it. But that happened where, hey, you hang out with this man because he paid us so you can hang out with him.
So this woman that wrote the article, I forget her name, for the Washington Post, she's Liz. She said that when she worked there, there was the marketing plan was, you know what? We've got a great and storied history. We've got three Super Bowls. We are a great franchise. Let's market it that way. And it turned into, in recent years, hey, wear some tighter clothes. We need you to go out and entertain our sponsors here. We need the cheerleaders to be, you know, like 5-7 years ago. We need to send sponsors on these cheerleader trips. And that was the way, as opposed to actually playing good football or marketing a football team. We need to, hey, could you wear a tighter dress tomorrow? Because we got a big client coming in. That was the tone that they set there. She said it was an environment in which it was just backstabbing, win now, nobody's job is safe day to day. There was their general manager, Gershman, or their marketing or sales manager or whatever he was, Gershman, was just abusive to everybody. And then which trickled down to the next level of employee, to the next level of employee, to where it was an untenable situation for everybody who worked there, women and men, that it is just a horrific work environment.
Yeah, so the Redskin cheerleader story broke 2 years ago, but the incident took place 7 years ago, and it got very little to know from what I remember. Certainly didn't get the outrage it's getting now. But, yeah, they will take your passports. You hang out with these guys. They've paid to be around you and just entertain them. Oh, but I thought I was here for a photo shoot. No, not all. That's not all you're here for.
No. Chief operating officer was Mitch Gershman, and he was just Emily Applegate just claims he just constantly berated her and – you know, made her feel and shame, body shame, all the thing, everything, and horrible. Now the question is what? Now, also, she also said, this woman who wrote the article said, there is no HR department. How in the world do you have a $4 billion company and you don't have an HR department in 2020? You don't have anywhere where you can go, and there's no protocol for reporting any kind of misconduct, any kind of sexual harassment, nothing. And this is the workplace that Daniel Snyder obviously has established. And I think the win at all costs, I guess that's a toxic environment. I guess win at all costs now has become a horrific place to be. I know because of Jeff Luhnow, but the environment that Daniel Snyder has created, actually, Daniel Snyder has not been named in any of this. Daniel Snyder is not said to have done any of this. Daniel Snyder has not sexually harassed any of the women. None of it. Unlike in Carolina, mm-hmm. where Richardson was fired because he was the one. Hey, turn around. I want to see your butt. You know, hey, come here. I'm going to give you a foot massage. Weirdo. But Daniel Snyder has not done any of this. However, he created this environment. And ultimately, it goes to the top.
Well, so he created it?
Well, this was the work environment that he fostered.
And he didn't reprimand the guys who were doing
right.
stuff.
Yeah, it is. If you're told and you don't do anything, then you are.
And they say there's absolutely no way that upper management did not know.
Yeah. Did not know about this. Here's the thing. When you're an owner, you're not going to – there's nothing that's going to happen with Daniel Snyder. This because nothing has been tied directly to him. There is no up to this point. There's no lawsuit against him. There is no.
There will be lawsuits against the organization.
I would think
they've already hired a lawyer. True, yeah. First thing when this story was coming out, I guess last week or the week before, the Redskins went and hired an attorney for this immediately.
Oh, it's a smart thing.
Yeah,
you might as well.
Yeah,
but we'll see what happens. It's this stuff has gone on for a long time in a lot of different places. This is kind of the good old boy, you know, the comments, you make the comments, well, I'm just shooting my shot. Nah, it's not really shooting your shot.
It's not the place.
That's not really shooting your shot. It's a work environment.
It's a work environment, right. So it'll be interesting. I mean, I would imagine, I don't know that the league wouldn't mind getting rid of Daniel Snyder. I mean, between the Redskins name, now he had to change it only because FedEx, you know, and how crappy he is at his job of winning and creating a football atmosphere that is actually, you know, that will actually produce a winner. And there's all the negativity around the Washington Redskins. I would imagine they would like to get rid of him, although this might be awfully difficult to do, to get rid of him because of this. This is not a Donald Sterling or a Jerry Richardson situation. This is
a Mark Cuban situation.
Mark Cuban situation. What happened to Mark Cuban?
Still nothing. Got his job. The two authors, Will Hobson and Liz Clark. Was Liz Clark the woman?
Liz Clark was the one.
Okay. Those are the two authors or writers behind the article.
Yeah. And she detailed and pretty well. She detailed everything that was going on there and how she started. The foundation was created the want to write this piece.
Did we talk about this on the show or did I have this with someone else? I think we talked about it on the show. Anytime you have something like this that is going to come out, an article, you have to run this through so many legal channels to avoid lawsuits.
We talked about it yesterday. Wendy has countless stories that go through the lawyers.
So, you know, my dad, when he worked at University of Houston, in the mid-80s, we would have, you know, there was some major stuff that went down at U of H, and he knew about that stuff. And I remember Mark Berman would call. This is a young Mark Berman hustling. I'd pick up the phone. It was Mark Berman. Hey, this is Mark Berman, you know, from wherever he was working at that particular time. Can I talk to your dad? So I'd, you know, hand the phone over, and Mark called a few times, and he wanted to run stuff by my dad. Never used his name, only used it for background. But Mark had to chase down, like, Mark Berman. I can't tell you. I have so much respect for Mark Berman because I saw his hustle way back when he was young. Mark is the embodiment of the city hustler, the guy who
he's the investigative reporter.
Out-hustles everybody. Yeah, right. He's investigative, but he's not scoop. Trying to find the dirt.
He's like, scoop.
Yeah, he doesn't try to just dig in on the dirt. He just wants to scoop about the teams. He worked because if you do that, you're not going to have
Mark
friendly relationships.
Mark Berman has probably a ton of stories that he hasn't written.
He knows where everybody is. And that's what I was telling you is Mark Berman knew stuff that never got reported, but Mark Berman knew it. And because he did the work, but there's some things you hang on to. There's some things you hang on to as favors for teams or whatever, and it benefits you down the road. But he double and triple checked information, and those journalistic standards, which used to be standards, are gone now because of the internet.
Right. Now the Washington Post wrote this, so those standards are still in place.
No, that's what I'm. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. For print media, you
now,
still
have
to have.
There may be more to this that they couldn't prove.
That's what I'm saying. There is a possibility, but because they're print media, they do have to operate. Well, they do operate. I think it's still in their best interest to operate like that.
Everybody has to operate like that.
Well, not on the internet.
Yes, they do.
Well,
yes, they do because they will be sued.
Okay, but they need to be sued. There's a lot of people in small off-brand things that report things, and it just disappears, especially on Twitter. If you had to have your Twitter verified, like address, phone number, driver's license number, where you had to have, if you're going to report, you can't be anonymous anymore. Yeah. You know how quickly you get rid of trolls and fake information?
Yeah, well,
if you were held accountable,
here's the deal:
stuff?
If you're just a guy in a basement and you're saying stuff about Daniel Snyder, like that guy sent you that stuff, he's got no worries because he's got nothing to lose. The Washington Post or Sports Illustrated or you know verifiable and real news outlets—they have everything.
But here's the thing: little stuff like that. He just sent it to me. He didn't say it out loud. But this guy Harrison, whatever. Who said, I've got reports, and maybe he's right, maybe the Washington Post only covered half of it. Do you know how often bad information is retweeted thousands and thousands of times from small nobody accounts, sometimes troll farm accounts. It's unbelievable how quickly that stuff disseminates. Yeah. If you started making it where people had to be accountable, well, first of all, the troll stuff would have to go away. They'd be gone. The troll accounts, you could make 10, 20, 30. You are accountable. And if that stuff spreads like wildfire, you're accountable. Even if you're some just Joe Nobody, but your information could do damage, if you're held accountable, oh, I mean, that'd be groundbreaking. We would shut down a lot of this nonsense, fake stuff that gets out there.
Absolutely. All right. I got to talk right now about Lance Loken and my peeps over at The Loken Group. TheLokenGroup.com. L-O-K-E-N. There's so many stories, people, about all of these, about people having to sell their homes, and they get out. You can get out immediately. You can get out immediately without even moving. You don't have to put up a sign. You don't have to do, and you don't have to do anything. Lance Loken will come in and give you an immediate offer, and this is happening. Now, there's also the 2 days, 46 showings, 19 offers, 10,000 over list price. That happened to Gary and Bessie. So, and it's real. All of these stories are real. When you're talking about a company, it's unbelievable. 2,100 homes, $530 million in volume. When other agents are doing three houses, four houses, these people they've got the market. So they've got the buyers, and people flock to the Loken Group. And this is by the way, a Keller Williams Platinum Group. And they flock there, and that just creates a market for your home where people are actually bidding on it. It becomes an auction, not just you have to wait for months and hopefully get one offer. That's not happening with the Lance Loken Group. Find out for yourself. 281-861-4624. You're going to sell your home? 281-861-4624 or thelokengroup.com.
Loaded, ready, rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Tiger Powered 1, boys. How do you feel about that? Rory bogeyed it. Rory bogeyed 1, so he and Tiger are tied at 1 under. Who you like today? Who you got today?
Rory.
You got Rory? He won yesterday.
Yeah, he's playing good.
Tiger played pretty well. He was 2 under. He birdied 1 and 3 yesterday, and then he finally got to 1 under, on 18. So it was tough yesterday. Tough going yesterday. A lot of wind. So we'll see. It should be calmer conditions today. I know you guys are worried about it. I'm gonna have to watch.
I'm not worried about it. I'm worried about Jhené Aiko's new joint dropping today, so I'm looking forward to checking that out. I haven't seen that yet.
New what?
Jhené Aiko. She's one of my favorites. And I watched the movie Dell put us on yesterday, Predestination. Because of it's a science fiction movie. I will say it did feel like it has elements of like Inception slash what was the movie, Time Jumpers or whatever, where the guy could jump forward and try to assassinate this killer. I don't know, something like that. But it was a movie with the girl from
Succession.
Yeah, from Succession. Shiv.
Yeah, Shiv.
She is one of the stars, and Ethan Hawke is the other one.
Yeah.
It's two of them. And it's different. It's a very, like Dell said, it's a very different movie, different types of twists. It's, I watched that one yesterday. It's pretty good.
It was?
It's pretty good. It's, she's not Shiv Roy. You're not having internal discussions like you were having yesterday.
Oh, no?
No. There's no discussions like that. Nope. You have very different discussions.
What? You have different discussions about her?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Are you going to watch it?
What kind?
I'll tell you if you're not going to watch
it. No, I'm going to watch it.
Okay, then I'm not going to say
it. Are they good discussions?
Predestination, you have to rent it, though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. You have to rent it off Amazon.
That's all
right. Yeah. You can't find it anywhere right now.
That's fine. I got two Amazon accounts. I'm good. 7378037 76 Juan wants to get in here and talk about the Washington football team. What do you say, Juan?
General Chani, I don't know if you remember a few years ago when the story broke at the at Costa Rica about the Redskins and the cheerleaders or whatnot. I called in, and there was also a story about the hummingbird. It brought back memories, and that was when I was back in Houston. Now I'm not working at Coors anymore from Denver. Anyways, how prevalent do you think it is with these owners, like the one in Carolina and San Snyder? Do you think there's any possibility that it's just surface with what's breaking? How many owners do you think would be capable of doing this? And that's it. I gotta go. 7 o'clock.
Well, capable of capable of doing what?
Oh, of fostering, as you say.
Oh, fostering like an environment. Yeah.
HR.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I thought Jerry Richardson had it. Actually, he did foster an environment. Mark Cuban fostered an environment like that. Daniel Snyder fostering a community.
Do you think it's possible for like an that? Owner like a lot of these guys are not. Was Bob McNair always in the building?
No, but plenty. But you know what? You established that, right? Bob McNair established a place where we're going to be, this is going to be professional. You'll remember.
But things have happened.
You'll
that
remember.
He didn't, things
you,
have happened over
you'll
there.
You'll remember
that he didn't
someone.
Know about.
Oh, absolutely. Things happened that he didn't know about. Of course it is.
Well, is
it
that is. Possible with Mark Cuban, too?
Well, it was his CEO. It was the number his number one guy that was.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm wondering if you don't know every conversation that
but
one.
But that
person
would be like
has.
He wouldn't know the with Jamie. You know, see that's the difference. See, Jamie Roots, it can't be more professional. No. What I'm saying is that it is a different kind of environment. Bob McNair did establish a different kind of environment. I forget what I was going to say.
When it's widespread, like in Washington, they talked about it being two different people on the personnel side. Who, by the way, those personnel sides are in the building. That's not. Now maybe there are regional scouts that had issues too. I don't know, but those were personnel guys, so they're in the building. The other guy's a play-by-play guy who, if you're like Mark Vandermeer, who also does Texans radio, you're in the building. My point is with Cuban, if I remember correctly. Unless I'm misremembering, wasn't it one guy? I don't know that it was three or four different people where there was kind of a toxic culture. You don't know what one person is saying, even if they're under you. You don't know what his relationship with another person or
well,
two people are all
I'm
the
reading,
time.
I'm reading this.
I remember when the story came out. I can't remember if Mark Cuban knew about it.
Apparently women who, when the woman in question, at least the first part of the article, told people she was going to take the job, local Dallas women's run group told her, "All right, great, but don't get trapped in the elevator with that guy." So the women in her running group knew about it. So I find it very difficult for Mark Cuban not to have known if women who aren't even a part of the organization knew about that guy.
Yeah, I would think that most though are buttoned up corporate America. Now, I mean, you know, Jerry. We've seen him in the bathroom with women before. We've seen, you know, Jerry with, you know, stuff going on and Jerry's out there and whatnot. I have no idea what kind of work environment he's created, but I would imagine like the Paul Allens, like the Rooneys, they're going to create a work environment that is going to be professional. And that's not what Daniel Snyder created. And that's not what Mark Cuban created or Jerry Richardson created. And I know it's what, because I was in that building plenty. Bob McNair created a culture of respect for women, and we're not. This is not a bar. This is not a gym. That's not how we act. We act like it's a professional work environment.
And when something happened, I think he took care of it too.
Yes.
If anything ever happened, I think he took care of it. See, but some things can happen that you don't. All I'm saying is,
yeah, stuff can happen. Obviously, if it's here and there, but if it's a like this Gershman guy. Apparently, he was a tyrant and a...
Yeah.
There was... Oh, I know what I was going to tell you.
Yeah.
You'll remember someone who was hired by the McNairs that was put in a position of power and was not there for a month and was fired because she was not professional. She was berating. She was condescending.
That has nothing to do with sexual assault, though.
No.
Right.
But that's creating a work environment and a culture.
Well, that can also be toxic. It's not just sexual assault.
Well, that's what Gershman was doing, too.
Right.
This woman, Emily Applegate, says Gershman was berated her and others all the time because that's the kind of work environment he created. And I know for a fact, and you know the person, and I, if you don't remember, I will tell you during the break, who...
No, I know who you're talking
about. Yes. And she was fired almost, I mean, less than a month.
We had dealings.
Yes, yes, yes. So that's not the kind of work environment that's not the kind of culture that you're going to create a professional environment, and that certainly wasn't the rest.
Somebody who worked over there just said, I can tell you firsthand the dynamics were very, very interesting inside the actual building when I worked over at NRG.
Oh, really?
You're mentioned on it.
Yep.
On the tweet?
I am?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Just came in. Somebody listening?
Inside the actual building. Well, oh, I know.
That's what I'm saying. I think there's a lot more places than no matter who the owner is or what they plan to do, you are going to have some bad actors from time to time or people who have. I'm not saying. What we're saying is the line has moved for this is just not that it was acceptable, but this is not going to be tolerated anymore. Yeah. A lot of things were tolerated in the past. A lot of things were tolerated. With the Me Too movement, it was basically like, why? Well, it was more that there was also sexual assault and stuff. But it was also, we're not tolerating the sexual harassment anymore. And so I think a lot of things that happened, I think there are going to be some guys who you're going to see are dinosaurs in terms of you don't talk. I've never talked to women.
That's not
that
how
way.
Their business.
But you know guys probably who think I don't mean anything by that. Right. I'm just flirting.
Right.
They don't mean. Well, it's just not gonna. It's not gonna work.
So Dell, you can't be calling interns toots.
Stop calling.
You know that's not funny, right?
You know that.
You know that's not funny, right? To just put that on somebody.
Yeah, John's like
8 o'clock.
Hey,
yes.
Let me do a Me Too joke on
Dell. I just said you
Dell.
Can't. Do this.
I've never done it.
Well, I didn't say you did. Then I just why said did you can't do that.
Raise
well,
your hands if you've ever said something, if you well, called somebody a broad.
The implication when you go, hey, Dell, so you know you can't do that, right? It's like, oh, Dell, knock
that.
It off.
But I didn't say knock it off.
That's
all
the implication.
I said was you can't do it.
I don't want to play this game with you. You know what you're doing.
8 o'clock, ESPN 97.5.
Reckless.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.